Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Just keep coming back every bank holiday, so they must be my friends.
R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
Yep, that's right. It's time to catch up on all the stuff that made us laugh this week with the two Johnnies here in the studio live on 2FM.
Yeah. Live and exclusive.
Top of the hour.
Very good.
Yeah. Heard someone say that once.
It's not the top
it's
of the hour.
It's 11. Actually. It's 11:23. You're listening to 2FM.
Yeah, that's very top good. Of my hour. Top yeah. Best bit of the hour.
No, top of the hour means it's like
11 o'clock.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Okay. We'll get there. On Tuesday, texts and calls were flooding in from people just traumatised by the way Irish mammies dote on their sons. Right? How bad did your mams treat your girlfriends?
Ah. Well, it's taken a long, long time, Jen. I could have brought J-Lo home. Honestly, and my mother would have been like, I just can't get along with her. But my mam has a good saying. She says, a son is a son until he marries his wife. A daughter is a daughter for the rest of your life. So she's not bothered with me anymore. She's moved on to my sister.
Okay.
Because she knows she's going to be around. So, you know, I've found a wife / mammy. So I'm off the books. I'm happy enough, you know. That's what it is with fellas. Mm. Your mammy looks after you, you know, she washes your clothes, she does. Then you find a wife, and either you're washing your own clothes because you're not talking, or, you know, maybe she looks after you.
Well, I know your missus does all the heavy lifting in your relationship, like painting the fence and building a wall down the back and all that kind of stuff.
To be honest, she does everything in the relationship. I'm at home the odd time, you know. Listen, you know, whatever works for people.
Have you ever, Johnny B, had a stressful time from a partner's mother? Like, have you ever had them give you a hard time, or are you a bit of a lick arse? I would predict you're a bit of a lick arse now with the mammies.
A charm old ones, Jen.
Is that your thing?
You put me in a nursing home. Tell me, I will come out
court
smelling.
Case, with a court case.
Yeah. Smelling the bleach.
Smell
the
talcum powder. Yeah. He's coming out.
Went to an ex's house at Christmas time, had to eat the full Christmas dinner, and then went home, and my mammy stared at me while I finished another Christmas dinner. So full. Thought I was going to die. Was looking for some sort of release valve or a fork to live out a bit of pressure. That's about as bad as it got. I'd talk my way out of most things. My mum is sound enough, in fairness to her.
Yeah.
She reviews every podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, every Monday I do get a text and it just says, good podcast, too much swearing.
Right. Is that the same text every week?
She just saves it as a draft and sends it on a Monday then. Yeah.
Sometimes she says, Johnny Smacks did too much swearing. Yeah. She mix it up.
Yeah.
So but I don't give it.
Well, let's talk about this. I don't know how your man would feel about this, but it was good for Cormac Battle on the team because he went into a coffee shop on the weekend and the barista drew a big willy and balls on it out of the foam. I thought, I need to find that person. I mean, that's a skill to draw that on the frothy part of your cappuccino.
Have you got a hunt out for that woman to
cappuccino.
Find it?
Was it a woman?
Yeah, it was a girl. We need to find Cappuccino Lady.
Yes, Cappuccino Lady, yeah.
Do you reckon she was practicing on scrap paper before she moved on to coffee?
Yeah, because it's a skill.
It's definitely a skill.
Because we were talking earlier about that you trying to do the Shamrock on the Pint of Guinness. Yeah,
it's very, very hard. But reading into this, like, I was thinking, like, maybe she's giving Cormac to come on. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, I doubt it.
Poor Cormac, I hope you're not listening. But you know what it might be, Jen? She might be sexually frustrated.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You see, the pubs aren't open, and if they were, she'd be sitting in the corner ripping up beer mats and taking the labels off the bottle and stuff, because that's what they say. If you're fidgeting like that, you can be sexually frustrated. Maybe this cappuccino is her way of portraying that.
Have you ever seen that, somebody who's you're in the pub with and they're tearing up beer mats or they're pulling the label off their bottle?
Yeah.
They say it's a sign of sexual frustration.
Or they're really bored with the conversation.
Bored. Yeah. I recommend to Cormac to maybe draw something on a fiver.
Okay.
Slip it back to her.
Okay.
Pair of boobs.
Yeah.
This is the question, right? So it's grand for her, this girl or this woman, to do the cappuccino and give it to him.
Yeah.
Now, if I was in a coffee shop and some owlad drew
Are you calling Cormac an owlad?
No, not Cormac. Another owlad.
A hypothetical owlad.
Hypothetical owlad, yeah. And gave me a cappuccino.
Yeah.
Like, in the world we're in, I should be really offended.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be, but I should be. Do you know what I mean?
What if you drew a woman's... bits
boobies
on it. Or more.
Oh, the other bit.
That would be very detailed to do with an espresso machine.
It depends on which side you're drawn, because it was either that or I just
Jen is sketching one right
now. Sorry, I am. I'm just thinking, how would you do it? You just do like V. You just think, oh, they're a fan of the 80s program. V.
You could get the chocolate powder and fleck it.
Uh-huh.
Fleck the top of it. You've Maybe they have a little trace.
Mm. Trace and paper. That's how they must do it like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
They have to. Also, who came up with cappuccino? They deserve a rise.
Yeah, don't they? I think it was this cappuccino girl. We need to find her and build a statue of her and put her in Grand Prix Street and get rid of that Molly Malone.
What about the next time he goes in, he says, can I get a cappuccino, no Mickey? See what she says.
He loves the Mickey.
Does he?
Oh, he does. Not, you know, he, well, I don't know. Maybe back in the day after a few pints, but he loves the cappuccino. He really does like it. He loves it. Now, speaking of things that we don't like, yesterday myself and Susie spoke about when you're doing something good, it goes horribly wrong. Her little one was trying to clean up the beach and picked up someone's tampon.
Yeah.
Bit of negativity around that now.
Not great. Not great. My kid was down Sandy Mount Beach and was picking up bits of rock and picked up something. Dog shit. Just picked up dog shit. You know, I just chopped off her hand. Put her into Crumlin and left.
There's no point taking the chance.
Don't take the risk.
I wouldn't take the risk, you know. But have you ever had a good deed go horribly wrong, Johnny B? Something you did that was a good deed. It says in my notes that you have.
I don't have corresponding notes.
That's. Can I just say on
I'd like to bring in. Can I confer with Johnny Smacks?
There's a reason I don't do too much in the great outdoors. And listening to you and Susie's story is the exact reason why. When I was in sixth class, we went on a nature walk. This is why I don't do the hiking like Johnny does or any of this crack. Because we went on a nature walk once and it was like, you bring back stuff and put it on the nature table. And a lad of my class from Coolderry brought back a condom and put it on the nature table.
He did not.
Yeah. See, lad, in sixth class, you wouldn't be familiar with the workings of, you know.
Mm. So that's disgusting.
Yeah. What did he think it was?
He brought back and was like, Miss, I don't know what that is. She was like, get out. Get out and wash those hands.
Can we talk about your nature walk? Okay, because you did the ultimate nature walk. I was very impressed.
Well, how do you know somebody goes hiking?
Because they tell you.
Yeah.
So all over their Instagram. And not only did you do a little hike, a couple of hours, you did a 2-day hike.
Walked from Glendalough to Marley Park. My first time going overnight like that, I was shocked and appalled at the weight of my backpack that I was handed. It's got your tent, all your bottles of water. And they give you, well, my friend organised it, a little trowel. And I said, Paul, why do I need a trowel going camping?
Shovel. It's a little shovel. Is that trowel you're talking
about? Yeah, garden.
It's a little
shovely.
Yeah.
Hiking guys must call them trowels, Jen. You know, we're not familiar with the lingo.
Just for people who died, I didn't know what it was when you said trowel. Okay, so you had a little trowel and you didn't know what it was.
And it was to dig a little hole to do your business in and then cover it back up. Mm. Like resodding a goal mouth in a pitch or something. You wouldn't know I was there. I have to say, though, Poon Outdoors, great experience.
Is it, though?
Yeah, very liberating. I could hear people, they weren't that far away. There was bushes between us. I was a little nervy.
Yeah.
Put me off. But, you know, I got the job done.
Did you? Did you not have stage fright or?
No.
Ent and crawl up your arse? No.
No, I was kept awake by a cuckoo most of the night. Bit of negativity around that.
Okay.
I got quite close to a deer. Chased it. They're very fast.
They're very fast.
You wouldn't catch a deer.
No.
But
you did 25 kilometres the first day, is that right?
And 27 the second day. Yeah, that's, you know what I mean? But not enough bins. This has been going on, national news and all that. I had my rubbish and that. Walked all the way to Marley Park, 27 kilometres with a bag of rubbish on my back. Got to Marley Park, couldn't find any bins. Drove the rubbish all the way back to Tipperary to my own bin.
Did you?
Still have the bag of rubbish.
Do you know what I do with rubbish? It's the same in Dublin. I mean, when I have a load of rubbish, I just fling it over to my neighbour's garden.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
You know what I mean?
That's handy.
You could have just done that. But I love how proud you are of taking a dump outside with your little, you cut a hole in the soil and you sat down, and very good hole you made. Because when you said you were going to show me pictures this morning of your trip, I thought you were going to show me, you know, the deer and the scenery in Glendalough, one of the most beautiful places in Ireland. No.
No.
You showed me the picture of the jacks you made of the said hole. I hope it was pre-shit.
Well, I showed you the before and after.
Yes, yes, you did. You did. Thank you for that. It was lovely. A little piece of toilet roll. Not enough, I would say.
Oh, yeah, it was a full roll. It was just flattened from being in my bag.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And I was sitting on a branch that was a little spiky.
Okay.
I was caught on the hop a small bit. But I am proud because there was a group of five of us and they were all talk at the start. Oh, best part about hiking, taking a poo outdoors. And the other four got stage fright. Couldn't do it.
Did they?
Yeah.
That'd be me.
You followed through, lad.
I did.
Literally.
Well, I needed to reduce the weight I was carrying, so.
Are you one of those lads that can go anywhere? Like in your mate's house, your girlfriend's?
No, in your pocket.
Anywhere?
Yeah. No problem.
Really? Yeah. So, on flights?
Yep.
Can you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're a machine.
Oh. He can also sleep anywhere, which
sleep
is impressive.
Anywhere.
Standing up. He's like a bad cow.
When I used to get the bus to Dublin from Care, I'd be asleep by Cashel. Banged out.
Okay.
No problem. You wake up drooling on someone's shoulder. Several times.
So this trip, you know, positive and negative, because you didn't get your kip, you didn't get your sleep in.
Sleeping was tough. I wasn't used to pitching a tent, but I would recommend going for a hike. This is the Wicklow Way. It's pretty well signposted and there's apps you can do for directions. And the most important thing is to take loads of photos and tell everyone about it. That was the biggest benefit of it.
Listen to this. So you will be remembered as the lad who took a dump outside. Will you?
Well, let's hope that there's another peak in my career.
Maybe. But I think that's it for now. On Tuesday, we asked listeners what they wanted to be remembered for. And we didn't want any soppy shite like being good friend or, I'm such a good friend. I'm an amazing mother. Any of that crap. No, producer Anita said she wanted to be remembered for her great rack. She's a great pair.
Class.
Yeah. So that's what she wanted to be remembered for. What would you like to be remembered for?
Well, I think I will be the only man in history to play hurling for the South Tipperary under 16 team while having a ponytail.
That is impressive.
Oh, that is?
I had long hair until about 4 years ago.
Wow.
Down my chest, down past my nipples. Mm. Yeah. Jesus Christ Superstar type stuff.
And did you convince him?
Absolutely, Jenny. Yeah, there's a reason that 4 years to the day when he took that ridiculous ponytail off that our career really started.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's amazing.
I did. I brought him into the barber and the barber was thrilled. He just hacked through it, but took it off. And then for a while, when they took the ponytail off, his hair just fell like Gail Platt from Coronation Street. He had a lovely little bob for a few minutes. Yeah. We eventually got it off. Look at the handsome man you have in front of you now.
Yeah, he had a Husqvarna 365 chainsaw hacking at the hair.
Would you ever grow it again? You had lockdown now.
No, Jen, he wouldn't.
Okay.
He would not.
Okay.
100%. Don't be putting any ideas in his head, Jen.
Is that his magic superpower now, having the hair cut? Career kind of took off.
He's like, unlike Tarzan, you know, or was that him?
Who, Samson in the Bible.
Samson. Tarzan, yeah. Same lad, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
Got the haircut, lost his power. Johnny B got the haircut, gained his powers.
During lockdown, I grew a handlebar moustache, but everyone just thought I was from Leash. So we had to correct that.
Okay, glad you did.
What would you be remembered for, Smacks?
I'll be remembered for, like, when we done that television series in America, I fell rollerblading on my arse and then said, I think it's broken. I thought it was split, but it wasn't. But at the end of that episode, I was trying to be cool. We got this rapper lad to do a verse on a song and he went to give me, you know, that cool handshake that rappers can just do. But I hadn't noticed he didn't have a thumb. So he just had four fingers.
Right.
And then when he put his hand out to shake my hand, I panicked. And then I went to fist bump and then he went to fist bump and then I kind of grabbed his fist. And then for a finish, I just hugged him and said, cool, man. So that's probably what I'll be remembered
for.
Yeah,
that is a good one. Well, that lad.
Randy Marks is the rapper, but he was like, yeah, we're cool, bro. And then he was like, do you want some Patron? You know, like you hear that in all rapper songs. And I was like, Grant, give me the bottle there. Filled it into a paper cup. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's expensive. I was like, this rapper, you know, hasn't really taken off from yet.
Well, speaking of taking off and going far, far away, on Wednesday we had lots of happy army families because their fellas came back from the UN and from working in the Lebanon. It was just, I mean, they went away for months, 11 months, 7 months, leaving their families. Incredible what they do. How do you think you would handle 7 months away from your home comforts?
I got 10 minutes content out of one night's camping, Jen.
Yeah.
I needed a spa break when I came home. Yeah. I couldn't imagine what the lads do out there. Like, a friend of mine was in the army and he talked about, right, during the day he had some free time. He was a mechanic and he got like this little Moag and he attached a flamethrower and all. It was great. And then you're out on actual duty in the black of night and you can hear, you know, the enemy, the locals, whatever, shouting and all. It's got to be terrifying. So I would be terrible.
Because you would be terrified.
Oh, I'd lose my cool and just start shooting.
You'd be the lad with the, what's it called? The shovel? The
trowel.
Where's the lad with the trowel?
I need to take a dump. Get the trowel guy. Over here, guys.
Do they have EastEnders in the Lebanon?
I don't know.
I don't think I'd cope too well then. Okay. I need my fix.
Is that the one for you?
Yeah, no matter where I am in the world, we were in LA one night and Johnny was like, I'm going to go down there. Is this band playing? I said, I can't. I'm watching EastEnders. And I sat in an Airbnb, watched 3 episodes back to back. So I don't think it'd go well for me to Lebanon. But I did apply to the army.
Did you?
Yeah. When I literally had nothing else job.
Going for
job wise, yeah. I was working in the bacon factory. I was like, well, the army surely better than this.
I'd rather be shot at than work here.
So I applied and I got my medical and stuff like that, but I didn't go because I got a knee operation the same
day.
Yeah,
and, that's a shame.
What could have been? But Jen, the only thing is, I would have looked fair good in uniform. Come on.
Yeah, I think so. I like a lad in uniform. I don't know what it is. What about a lady in uniform?
Oh, yeah.
She would knock them.
Oh, yeah. Aer Lingus.
Yeah.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.